It's post-match show. After Liverpool have lost the game, it feels strange. Been a long time, 25 games, I think it is. But Liverpool have finally lost a game. Didn't really look like losing, but you got to cough for it. It's Spurs 1, Liverpool 0 in the first leg of this semi-final. I've got Craig Hannah with me, Kev Walsh as well. And Kev, I'm frustrated by that defeat for a few reasons. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's the Carabao Cup, and we've got the sort of second leg. So, as defeats go, it's not the most painful one. But I'm just a bit frustrated because we were watching together, and the last 20 minutes, it felt like Spurs looked a bit ragged. And if we'd have played a better final ball in certain circumstances or some smarter play, he would have been there for the taking. But instead, he hit us with a sucker punch while a lad who's who's been injured is off, and a lad who should have been sent off scores.
Yeah, there's a bit of frustration around that. To be honest, I'm a little bit... I'm not overly bothered by the results. I know that sounds like a mad thing to say. It's not nice to get beat. I'd much rather we won. But it's half time in a game where they've got to come to Anfield now. And I was saying to Neil Dawkins before, I said the good thing about losing, which is, there's not many, but one of them is in a two-legged tie, it puts just that little bit of extra bite into the Anfield game, doesn't it?
Well, there's a couple of League Cup semi-finals where we lose the first one, Palace.
Well, I was thinking about that one.
And then we beat
down,
them 5-0, but then that Sheffield United one where you got your window put in.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, they
lost that. And did we go through it?
We went through that one as well, yeah. Listen, so we've got a good history of losing the first leg and then coming back in the second. And what I'd say is, Tottenham, aren't they? So they can't score goals. I thought there'd be loads in it today, but there just wasn't. It wasn't that type of game. From a Liverpool point of view, felt a little bit like a game we just had to get through today. Felt like United performance looked a little bit tired. I think they looked a little bit tired there. I'm quite surprised by how strong he's gone. I understand that there's a rhythm argument based on the fact that we've got Accrington Stanley Saturday, but the biggest game of this week, no doubt about it, is next Tuesday when we play Nottingham Forest. And if everyone who played on that pitch today gets then the rest of the week off, I'm coming back ready for Forest, I'm fine with that.